time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Filing Day, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Part of the network is down this morning. Simple Radio and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us. Our engineer, Dell Reynolds, is on his way out to the transmitter site to get that restored. So you have to use right now the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, download the free one, open it, search for WYPV, we're Your Patriot Voice, or the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We'll get the other ones set up here and restored, hopefully during this first hour, but if not, just join us on yourdefendingfathers.com website. Hit the play button. You're good to go. Well, today's the day. Technically, it's 4 p.m. I prefer telling people 3 p.m. That way you're not rushing in at 4:05 and being too late. So 3 o'clock today, please go fill out your affidavit of identity. Get a couple signatures. Go back to the clerk's office. Sign it in front of her. Most of them are female, and get your name on the ballot. There's one seat that we have to get filled is District 3 in Presque County. Officer Rick reporting in for duty. Yep, tune in is loud and clear, working fine. Greatly appreciate that. He is a school cop today, so appreciate your services there, sir. Sorry we couldn't meet yesterday. Didn't get out of the doctor's office until almost 5 o'clock. So, good thing you didn't wait around. But anyway, big announcement. Didn't want to do it, just like so many of us. Did not want to do it, did not want to run, did not want to commit to his community other than his current services as the chairman of the Presque Isle County Republican Party, which is a big task in itself, coming up with this big event they're doing on May the 11th. We're going to talk about that today. Bob Britsky filed his papers yesterday for District 2. He will be on the ballot to serve Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers Township, and part of the city of Roger City, the population west of US 23. Bob Britsky will run and win that race. Cliff Tellini, County Commissioner for District 1, Bob Britsky for District 2. We then have a replacement situation going on for Wayne Saley, Joe Libby from Nighthawk. He's going to run for District 4. And we already have a good conservative Republican filed for District 5, replacing John Chepa. That's going to be Robert V. Crook. He is running for District 5. Right now, the only thing we're missing is District 3. Former seat held by Michael Darga, longtime Democrat, retiring. People who live in Roger City, east of US 23, basically the downtown area, we need that seat filled today before 3 o'clock. If you have any questions, you can give me a call as soon as I get off the microphone at noon. Be glad to walk you through it. But thank you, Bob Britsky, for stepping up and running for District 2. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnick, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show on this Tuesday, filing day. 3 p.m. today. Again, still looking for a couple slots. Resort Township in Emmett County. Roger City. That is east of U.S. 23 in Emmett. Or in Presque Isle, excuse me. Greg O'Neill downstate in Livingston County area said this is going to be an interesting race down here. The incumbent Bob Brazat has decided to run for re-election after first deciding not to. That is for the 50th House District. Kind of interesting. I've got all of the filings pulled up here. Let me go to the 50th House District. Because I had heard he wasn't running. What changed his mind? What happened that he's like, okay, I guess I do want to run. I want to keep my office. Let's see. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4 Republicans have filed so far. Jason Wolford. I kind of like that guy. Dominic Restucci. Probably mispronouncing that. Christina Like and Robert Bazat. He filed yesterday. One Democrat, Austin Brewer, is filed. And going to be interesting. Ann Bolin, I see, in the 49th. She's running against a Democrat, Andy Wood. She'll win that probably easily. So pretty interesting. Couple of races on here, though. 104th House District, currently held by John Roth, a Republican, has a primary challenger, a young college student from Northern Michigan Community College, is running against him in the Republican primary. But then you go to the Democrat side, and it appears, as of right now, only one candidate has filed, and that is some guy named Randy Bishop. This is as of 7:10 a.m. this morning. Nobody has filed against the Democrat filing of Randy Bishop. Right now it appears that he's unopposed. Interesting. 105th did confirm that Kristen Marcus, who you heard on the show yesterday, he did file yesterday. He's on the ballot against Ken Borton. So far, no Democrat has filed in that race. Next district over, 106th House District in our listening area. Current State Representative Cam Cavett filed on April 10th. His Republican primary challenger, Todd Smallenberg, filed yesterday. And also filing yesterday in that race, a Democratic candidate, Trina Borenstein. Do not know who she is. She is a P.O. Box in Greenbush, Michigan. Does she even live in the 106? I'm not sure. Next door to that, of course, Neil Frisky, the incumbent, has a primary challenger, Jackson Emery Ingalls. I don't know if that's a hyphenated name or a middle name. And Jody Decker is the Democrat from Sault Ste. Marie. So pretty interesting races in our listening area. We'll keep abreast of all that. Want to shift gears a little bit because of what happened in Lansing with these filings. Well, it finally happened. Mr. Rogers filed his paperwork, his signatures, as well as Justin Amash. Baydoun for the Democrats filed, and scheduled for filings today will be Peter Meyer and Sandy Pensler. Now, it appears that J.D. Wilson is also scheduled to turn in petition signatures today, Tuesday, the filing deadline. But J.D. Wilson spoke at the Antrim County Republican Party meeting last week and said that he was dropping out of the U.S. Senate race and was going to file against Congressman Jack Bergman, who, by the way, Josh Saul filed his signatures yesterday. The final roster of U.S. Senate candidates is taking shape. Yesterday, with Republican frontrunner Mike Rogers claiming to have turned in the maximum 30,000 signatures earlier this morning. This was yesterday morning. Rogers didn't turn the procedural step into a press opportunity. He issued a statement after the fact in which he thanked everyone who helped make today happen and that this is a critical step toward getting America back on track. Rogers' camp didn't immediately release which percentage of the signatures were collected by volunteers and how many were paid. I have no idea, but I was told that he paid for all of his signatures, every single one of them. After Rogers' filing, former congressional colleague Justin Amash turned in 23,513 signatures to secure his place on the primary ballot. U.S. Senate candidates running for Republican or Democratic nominations needed to collect at least 15,000 valid signatures to appear on the August 6 primary ballot. Three others, per this MERS news service, evidently they didn't hear about J.D. Wilson, while Peter Meyer and Sandy Pensler are scheduled to turn in their signatures before the Tuesday 3 o'clock filing deadline. They're going to join Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who was the first Republican U.S. Senate candidate to file her signatures several weeks ago. Four other long-shot candidates, Glenn Wilson, Michael Hoover, Rebecca Coran, and Ben Samuel, all filed paperwork at the Federal Elections Commission to raise money for a Republican U.S. Senate nomination, but haven't scheduled any signature time slot to turn them in. So pretty interesting that finally Mr. Rogers, the front runner endorsed by Donald Trump, actually I believe he's a Florida resident, doesn't even own property in Michigan. Others have said he has bought a house. I don't know. Parachuting back into his state of Michigan, he filed, as did Justin Amash. So officially, I guess, as of this moment, three Republicans out of all the 14 candidates that were running, well, three of them have filed and have actually been, after review, put on the ballot. All the other ones dropped out, not being able to get their signatures. Pretty interesting. Now, Greg, I got a story from MERS. I'm going to get it in real quick here before the bottom of the hour news. State Representative Robert Bizot, Republican from Howell, has filed for re-election yesterday in the 50th House District, despite previous statements that he would not run again. The Livingston County Clerk's Office confirmed this to MERS News Service. Bizot is a third-term House member, announced back in January that he would retire from public service after the conclusion of the 23-24 legislative term, wanted to concentrate on his personal life and family. He said that then the decision came after a shock in October of 23 when his wife of more than 50 years served him with divorce papers, alleging mental, emotional, and physical abuse, which he denied in a subsequent court filing. Well, as of yesterday after the filing, Bizot could not be reached by MERS News Service. Bizot had served 30 years as a law enforcement officer, 12 years working with the Livingston County Sheriff's Department, 4 years, one term as a Livingston County Commissioner, along with vice-chairing the county's Veterans Affairs Board. He has been the Scottsdale, Arizona Director of Security for Domino's Pizza for 10 years, and he attended Eastern Michigan University, as well as the FBI National Academy at the University of Virginia. Bizot overwhelmingly won his re-election to the House back in November of 22, beating the Democrat Glenn Miller by 34 percentage points. So far, these other Republicans have already filed. and Democrat Austin Brewer is also in the race. Did not know that Bob had been served divorce papers. Did not know all that alleged information. Greg says, well, maybe I know Rogers won't come on your show, but maybe Gruber can ask Rogers if he actually owns property in Michigan. I'll forward that question to Steve, see if he's willing to ask him about it. What about Dr. Sherry O'Donnell? She filed her papers back on March 25th. She was the first Republican to file. Okay, Del Reynolds says your stream is back on. Okay, very good. Appreciate that, Del. Thank you. So for those of you that like Simple Radio or the radio station's website, WCHY, it is back up and running. So appreciate Dell getting that fixed for us this morning. Thank you, sir. Well, one other thing that I think people need to understand, as these people officially file, we will now whittle the field down in the U.S. Senate race. Folks, if you look at these people that are filing, every single one of these names have been former politicians, except for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Sandy Pensler. Although Sandy's ran for other offices in the past, they're the only two non-politicians in this race. Now, I got a very simple question. Do you think that the Trump endorsement, as well as the state party, do you think we the people are going to vote for a recycled politician to be our U.S. Senate candidate? Rogers, Justin Amash, really? Peter Meyer, his first floor vote in Congress was to impeach Donald Trump. I'm sorry, but I don't think these politicians have a chance. I don't care what the TV ads say. I don't care about the mailers. I think enough grassroots people are talking about these candidates. And honestly, nobody likes Mike Rogers. I'm talking personally, his personality. When you shake his hand, when you look him in the eye. Just very, very, very interesting. And now that they've filed their signatures, are they going to start showing up at these candidate forums, these debates? Well, we shall see. I know, for example, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is my guest for Crawford County. I believe you can still, on today's live show here on Tuesday, filing deadline day, I think you can still call and get your ticket for the Crawford County Saving Our Republic Forum this Friday night. I'll be attending. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. David Kometz. We'll talk about this in the next segment. Call today, get your ticket. We'll see you on Friday. Bomb the Hour News, we'll be right back.